This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to guess the name Fabrice Tour doesn't really ring a bell with you. There is a chance you remember him as Fabulous Fab and a deal he did while he was working at Goldman Sachs called Abacus. The Securities and Exchange Commission sued Goldman and Tour, saying they sold subprime mortgage investments they expected to fail. Oh, and they did fail spectacularly. Goldman settled for $550 million. Tour decided to fight to clear his name, and his trial started today. He's all alone, with no senior bankers from Goldman by his side. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has more now on why the little guys might wind up paying big for financial crisis misdeeds.
As fabulous as Fabrice Tour may have been, he was small potatoes at Goldman Sachs, says Joe Grunfest, a former commissioner of the SEC.
One of the questions the jury is likely to have is, why is it that the SEC is prosecuting somebody who's of such relatively low rank for what's claimed to be such a major fraud and violation?
It's often hard to link senior executives to specific products, says James Cox, a professor of securities law at Duke. He says the higher-ups usually aren't directly involved in trades. They may know about them, but that's harder to prove.
It's pretty easy to isolate the salesman's involvement. Then when you start going into how it all got assembled and who knew what when, it becomes fuzzier.
And a whole lot more expensive to fight, says Cox, because companies will pull out their legal A-teams to protect the people in the C-suites.
If you start going after senior-level individuals, you have got the tiger by the tail.
Securities attorney Lance Kimmel says the SEC needs a win, especially since it lost a similar case against two Bear Stearns hedge fund managers in 2009.
This may give the SEC their first case victory for people that they allege showed this extreme arrogance in the years leading up to the financial crisis.
In other words, says Kimmel, even though justice may not be wholly served, the SEC may just want to fight the fight it can win. Fabulous Fab maintains he did nothing wrong. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.